This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio. We're so glad you chose to join us today. I'm Brett Larson. Every week, sitting alongside Ryan Cozy as we co-host together here on Christ Together Radio. As always, if you'd like to catch up on what we're doing and what's happening in the church ministries of Western New York, the Christ Together Network, and just what God is doing, you can check us out online at WDCXradio.com. Click on Programs and you'll see Christ Together there. And you can check out all of our past episodes and programs. And just maybe send us a question if you know about something that we should be talking about here on Christ Together Radio. We'd love to hear from you or if you have a question. Anyway, welcome to today's show. We have an interesting show for you today. We've tried to bring you people from all walks of life as they are serving Christ and on mission with Him and whatever God puts their hands to do. And there's just some great things happening in little corners and little spots in Western New York. And Ryan, it's so great to bring people in from ministries who are hands and feet of Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the other things that we love to be able to do is, as God gives us opportunity to build those relationships and cultivate them along the way, we're going to get a look at Erie County. We're going to look at Niagara County and different counties within our region. And we get a chance to focus on the city of Niagara Falls and Niagara County today. So I'm looking forward to it.
It is, you know, and Niagara Falls being such a well-known destination, I guess, really worldwide. But those of us who live nearby know that there's a lot of issues in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it's tangible. I mean, you've got a population that's shrinking. My father, he worked since 1985 up until 2014, he worked for DuPont Chemical on Buffalo Avenue. He worked in Cleveland prior to that. But, you know, you've got that manufacturing row of Buffalo Avenue, and you have a lot of rich history for Niagara Falls. And when people look to the future, you know, it's perhaps people might feel like it's not as bright, but there's really some good kingdom work that's going on in that region. And we want to shine a light on that. You know, I mean, one of the things that when you're living in the fifth most post-Christian region in America, You can have a tendency to feel down. But at the same time, there's just an incredible amount of opportunity in front of us to be that Matthew 5 salt and light of the gospel, the hands and feet of Jesus. And our guest today they're doing that. They're slugging it out in Niagara Falls for the glory of God. And that's awesome to see.
That's it. Pastor Jordy David joining us in studio. He's the director of Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. And Pastor, it's so great to have you here today with us and join with us. And we're looking forward, you know, just in a few minutes in our next segment, we're going to get to know a little bit more about your story and how God has orchestrated your life, because everybody's got a story. And I think that's the beautiful thing about Christ Together, is we tell people's story so that if you're listening, you can kind of go, hey, that could be me. Like, I can actually get on mission. And as you know, we're very Blackaby-esque here, and we talk about where to find out where God is moving and then get underneath it and join Him on His mission. And so, Pastor Jordy, great to have you here in studio.
Thanks for having me, guys. Just love to come and represent the gospel mission anytime I can in the community. God's doing a wonderful thing there. We're just praising God for all that He's doing at the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You've even told us about a couple of things, and we'll get to those that are happening that are just so God-orchestrated, where He brings people into what you're doing and just uses them to develop the mission even further. And I know there's a building project going on, and there's just there's so much happening there. And it's exciting to see because, Ryan, you mentioned we're in the fifth most postmodern area in the United States. And sometimes it becomes very difficult to see God doing a new thing. And it's kind of like we're just trying to hold on to old dying things and do the best we can with those. But it's very encouraging, and it should be encouraging to all of us, that God can indeed continue to do a new thing, even in a region where it seems pretty godless or Christless, evangelically speaking, that there's new things happening.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny, this reminds me of an interview I heard recently. Obviously, we have seen the recent passing of Billy Graham, and a great missiologist by the name of Ed Stetzer. He was interviewed on a different radio network recently, mm-hmm. and they quickly transitioned the conversation about Graham's legacy into the death of Christianity. And he kind of, you know, just kind of paused, you know, and gave some really insightful pushback, which was, you know, honestly, ever since Christianity has been on the face of the earth, there has been a push to get rid of it.
Yeah.
In some way, in some shape, in some form.
Yeah.
And Stetzer, you know, with great resolve, and as someone who I do respect, I've had a chance to interact with him a few times, mm-hmm. just said, you know, we're not going anywhere. Yeah. God is not done right now on this earth. And when he is done, he'll be done.
Yep.
But he's not done yet.
No.
And so there's still evidences of the sovereign hand of God all throughout the region, even regions yeah. like Western New York. And I'd like to think there's some pretty creative stuff going on here.
Yeah, when the work of his church has been completed, you will know.
Yeah.
you will know.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, no matter where your eschatological leanings are, some way or another, you will know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so his work still continues. And here's the beauty. He wants to use you. Like
Absolutely.
Driving along in your car, whoever you are, God wants to use you. And a lot of times it's easy to feel insignificant. Like, I can't run a gospel mission, or I can't do this or that. Well, yeah, you can. He wants you to use you wherever you are. And that's the secret of the gospel, is that it's as you go. So as you go throughout your life to carry that out. So we're going to listen here, or you're going to listen to us talk a little bit more about Pastor Jordy Davey here in a minute from Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. So stay with us right here on Christ Together Radio.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on His mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. We're so glad you joined us today. Pastor Jordy Davey joining us in the studio. He's the executive director, executive director of Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. And as always, co-host Ryan Cozy and I are just here to ask some questions and get to know Pastor Jordy a little bit better, because we feel that as you get to know him and as we get to know him better, we're blessed by watching God orchestrate his life. God orchestrates. I love how, Ryan, I'll kick this to you, because I love how God orchestrates lives for his mission.
Yeah, absolutely. and it's, you know, it's interesting because sometimes the road that leads us into where we are today is not necessarily something that we would have picked. I mean, I think of just the fact that I'm a pastor today. I know I see some friends from high school at church on Sunday, and they're just like, how in God's name are you a pastor? I'm like, well, it's God's name, honestly.
Yeah.
It's because of God. There's really no other explanation to it. And so for us, I mean, we just love, you know, the first segment of any show that we do, you know, in our first hour, we just love to get a feel for who the person is that we're sitting across from. And so, Jordy, I'd love to hear just your story as a whole. How did you get to be at the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, and what did that road look like?
Yeah, well, everybody's on a long road, I guess, and this road has been one of just finding relief in my life through a relationship with Jesus Christ. I was raised in a small community church in the Hudson Valley. And kind of caught the tail end of the 60s. So, you know, my neighborhood was, you know, still a lot of drug activity, a lot of, you know, alcohol activity, you know, all those substance abuse problems that were, you know, just had the country in its grips at mm-hmm. the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s.
Thanks, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
but I was raised in a small community church where people, you know, had a faith in Christ that changed their lives. My family experienced some extreme poverty issues, you know, early on, which caused me to really question my faith and, you know, everything I've been raised to know and believe. And I quickly was like, you know, just sucked into the whole substance abuse culture there at the end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s, you know, that was going on, and really quickly developed some addictions that were life gripping and life controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, though, I was educated at vocational school for masonry. I've been a bricklayer for over 35 years.
Wow. That's a Western New Yorker, right? You know, like,
yeah,
just
yeah.
got the grit of the
bricklayer.
Yeah. Yeah. And that whole culture of, you know, of the guys and working on the line, you know, substance abuse ran high and ran hot at all those levels. But that whole addiction just brought me to a place in my late 20s where, you know, I thought the only thing that could end my addiction was suicide. And that, you know, that just put me in a really, really scary place with myself and understanding what was ahead for me in my journey. And but I believe that, you know, being raised to know Christ, and even in that small community church where I was raised, seeds were planted in my heart that would later rescue me from the addiction that I was in. So at the age of 27, I just prayed this, you know, this really, you know, theological prayer, oh God, please help me. And the Lord did. You know, the Lord came. The Lord Jesus came for me, and he helped me and set me free. I never believed that I would stay free. No one in my family believed that I would stay free for the first year or two that I was sober. You know, I could still hear it in their voices on the phone, you know. Is he drinking yet? You know, those kinds of things. But it was just a day-by-day journey, you know, me and Jesus walking down the road, and he was providing grace and deliverance every day that I relied on to follow him. So, you know, that was the beginning of my deliverance in my late 20s in knowing Christ. That's where my deliverance was coming from, and I quickly realized that, you know what? The people at church, they didn't want anything from me. They just wanted me to be well and well in the Lord. And I picked up on that right away because, you know, in addiction culture, everybody's manipulating everybody. Everybody's controlling everybody. There's always an angle. But I picked up on it right away that there was genuine love there. And it was the love of God that was present in that place. And so I just, you know, I just started down that road of being free with the Lord. And I owned a company in the Albany area that our business was luxury homes. You know, we would do all the brick and stone on these mansions in Albany, you know, build all the fireplaces in these gigantic luxury homes. And during that time, the Lord was just rebuilding my mind and rebuilding my heart and, you know, understanding what it is to be a man of God. And I just just grew by leaps and bounds spiritually to the point where the Lord just started tugging on my heart for ministry. I was involved in the leadership team of a church in Schenectady of about 500 people. It was really buzzing. There was just a ton of life there. People getting saved every week in the church. And, you know, the Lord was really on that whole situation. But the Lord was calling me into a little bit more. So in my 30s, I started to take classes for ministry and, and study for the ministry. I continued to work laying brick, and but I met a pastor who kind of took me under his wing, and it was kind of an internship. You know, I was doing my classes for ministry, and he kind of showed me the real ropes in ministry. You know, he provided opportunity for me to preach and to teach classes. And
what was that like? What was that like having somebody take you under their wing when you come from such a volatile situation? That had to have been deeply formative for you.
It was really awesome because I wasn't confused about whether that pastor loved me or not. You know, I knew that. So when that relationship was established in that way, he was able to, you know, really give me some amazing counsel and also correction that I was able to receive because I wasn't confused about whether he loved me or not.
Yeah, you knew he was all in.
Right. So that really helped me to grow. And I went in the ministry. And my first church that I pastored was in Missouri, just south of Joplin.
Okay.
And that was a church revitalization project that we came in and, you know, made the moves to help the church get going again, establishing children's ministries and youth ministries and reaching out to people in the community.
Wow.
And that brought me back to New York after a couple of years. I came back to New York. And
that would have been about what time frame would you have come back?
I came back to
New
York in 2003, and I came back to New York to plant a church in the Catskill Mountains near Albany.
All right.
So that's what we did. And that church was really cool because that church actually, a Christ-centered meeting for people with life-controlling problems started first. We had a building. We actually had a had a chapel in the Catskill Mountains there. It was absolutely gorgeous. But we were reaching out to people with life-controlling problems of any kind. And those meetings went on for about 9 or 10 months before we actually had our first church service.
That's awesome.
But that's actually how the church was birthed.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that is, so I know we haven't really talked much offline, but we, you know, we have a church planting initiative here in Western New York where we're planting churches collaboratively. And one of the things I love about that story that you share is, you know, a lot of people have this this preset mind of how a church gets planted. You know, we're going to have a core team, we're going to launch, it's going to be, and that does happen, and it does work. But there's this growing reality, which is when you tangibly step into a community, you put your ear to the ground, you understand through prayer and through seeking God what the tangible issue is in the community, and you begin to meet that need. It's almost like the outflow of that is, oh yeah, we should probably plant a church because obviously the gospel is providing real life help for real life needs.
Right.
But it didn't start with, we're going to have a core group.
No.
It's going to be rocking. We're going to have great music. Great. You know, it's like, yeah, we'll get there. Let's just meet the needs in the community first. That's a really cool aspect of what
we're
doing.
Yeah, this was rough and rowdy, and I kind of prefer it that way. But yeah, that church was planted in the Catskills, and we pastored that church for 9 years. My kids grew up there, and then I took a sabbatical. I just knew I needed to take some time off. The Lord was, in my heart, hey, time to take a break. So we resigned the church there in the Catskills and took a break. And then it was off of that sabbatical. I was, after about 4 months, I was rested and I was ready to come back. And immediately the opportunity came to come to Western New York. I never imagined I'd be living in the Buffalo area. Mm-hmm. I've driven past this area so many times, going cross country and coming back. But the Lord provided us opportunity to come and pastor in Lewiston.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I got here.
Oh, which church in Lewiston?
It's the Assembly of God on Creek Road.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you did you know Spiraza then?
Yeah, John. Okay. I know John really well. Yeah. And so that's how we came to this area. And just a great church, great leadership team in that church. I'm still the pastor at that church. But after I was here about a year, we were completing a construction project at the Lewiston church. But then we started to reach out, and we started to minister to people with life-controlling problems and addicts, and that led us to the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission on Ferry Avenue. They were in a old Victorian house at that time. And I began to volunteer there. Our church began to volunteer there doing what they call 3Ms, where any church can come in and provide a meal, ministry, and music. And that's a great opportunity for churches to be involved in the mission now, but we'll talk more about that later. But our church got involved with that, of bringing ministry, meal, and the music. And then I also started to volunteer on a weekly basis. And what I was doing was I was running a class for their discipleship program for addictions and recovery from life-controlling problems. So that was about 5 years ago that I became involved on a weekly basis mm-hmm. with the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. But it's after that that the mission was able to move into the YMCA on Portage Road. Hmm. We call it the Miracle on Portage because
I used to play basketball there.
Literally, there was some issues in the neighborhood with the property where the mission was on Ferry. The neighbors were kind of up against the mission a little bit, and the mayor of the city suggested the YMCA building. And at first, the current leaders were like, no way, it's too big. It's a 60,000 square foot building, 60,000 square foot community center right there in the middle of downtown Niagara Falls. Yeah. But we ended up getting that property. Literally, the YMCA turned that property over to the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission for
$1.
Fantastic. Praise God.
Praise God.
God's not done in Western New York.
God's not done. No way. And I'm really excited. I'm revved about what God is doing with connecting churches for gospel ministry.
All right. There is so much to get into, Pastor Jordy Davey, just scratching the surface of how God has orchestrated his life to end up here. And a couple things I picked up on there that are just little takeaways is you can never underscore the value of mentorship.
Yeah,
and it was just a brief moment in your story, mm-hmm. but to me, it's one of the pivotal moments. And really, anybody who's done things for the Lord and really continued on a path to just be so, I guess, missional kingdom building. I hate those seems so cliche. We got to come up with some different words because they kind of roll over people now. But it's so true that there's usually someone who has kind of brought them under their wing and helped them direct their path. And it's so valuable. And those who struggle in ministry, and I've seen it time and time again, have really lacked in that area. No one really brought them up in that way. So cannot underscore the value of mentorship. And I say that because A, you should be looking for a mentor, and B, if you are established in ministry or something, you should be finding the next person.
Yes. Yeah.
So valuable. But we're going to get to more of your story here in just a few minutes and find out more about the Gospel Rescue Mission. I know there's so much going on even currently that we have to get to, and then talk a little bit more about just the nature of working in Gospel Rescue Missions and how this kind of really traditional and older established way of reaching people is so effective and just so valuable in a community. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy. Pastor Jordy Davey joining us in studio today. He's the executive director of Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission right in the heart of Niagara Falls, New York. And if you've been through Niagara Falls, New York, you know that they have a ministry and they have some work to do. But there's good things happening, and it's so encouraging. So stay with us right here on Christ Together Radio.
Some say Ryan Cozy has a face for radio. Others say he's the lead candidate for Mr. January in the Christ Together Network Pastor's Calendar. I'm so confused.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson joining Ryan Cozy in the studio every week. And this week, our guest is Pastor Jordy Davey. He's the executive director of Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, and so glad to have him in the studio. He's telling a little bit about his story, so I don't want to take too long here and delay, but Jordy, why don't you just pick up where you left off? So you're living now in sure. Lewiston, I believe, and pastoring is where we left off, and yep. Go from there.
Yeah, and volunteering at the mission, you know, over the course of the last 5 years, you know, drew me into a relationship with the leadership, the board of directors at the mission. The last 2 years after the mission moved into the YMCA on Portage Road, the mission was struggling for executive leadership over the course of a couple of years there, and they approached me if I would consider serving in that capacity. And you know, at first I was like, "Wow, how in the world can I ever do this? How in the world can this ever happen?" And just a lot of, you know, back and forth with the Lord, but just really felt that, you know, the Lord confirmed that, yeah, this was a door you need to walk through. You're not getting all the details. We're going to encourage you to obey, and details will be provided later, like God usually does. Yeah, and the scariness of following Jesus. So, so last summer, on June 1st, I took over as the executive director at the mission. And the mission was poised to enter into a large construction project at that point. We received a grant from Low Income Housing. It's a federal agency that afforded us a grant to refurbish the building. But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't pay any utilities or any staff compensation or anything like that. We totally rely on churches and believers and some corporations that are our friends in the area to support us. We don't get any government money because we are a gospel preaching agency. Jesus is how we believe people can be healed and delivered. So that leaves us out of a lot of government programs. But God has been doing such a wonderful thing at the mission in bringing wonderful people, gifted people alongside the mission, both churches and believers, to just help and volunteer with like real skills that the mission needs to operate. So I'm really jazzed about the mission. I believe I'm where I'm supposed to be, and I believe God is going to do something wonderful in the city of Niagara Falls. I believe that the blight that's been experienced there, I believe that those days are numbered, and that the church is coming together. There's over 30 churches that come together and minister from the platform of the mission for gospel ministry and compassion ministry. And that is like, wow.
And a lot of times, like, so people are driving around, they're listening to this, or they're at home, you know, on a Saturday or a Sunday listening to this. They may not know of some of the churches that are connected. I know you said over 30, but can you just throw out a few names of churches that are connected to that? Because it may help them to understand, hey, maybe our church could get involved in this.
Absolutely. And there are churches of every flavor and every stripe. You know, the chapels involved, Forest View Church of God, First Assembly on Niagara Falls Boulevard, Colonial Heights. And, you know, the list just goes on and on and on of churches that are coming alongside the mission to make Compassion Ministries happen. Mm-hmm. And they bring themselves to the ministry, and that's what I think God is just really blessing. They are present to provide compassion and the gospel to people that desperately need it in a city that's been, you know, pretty hurting over you know, the last 20 years or so.
Yeah, even longer. I mean, it's been, I mean, I grown up here in the 80s. You know, I mean, I'm from Cleveland, okay? So, and I've said this before, like, when you move from Cleveland anywhere, you would imagine it's looking up, right? Like, wherever you go, it's going to be. And then we moved, like, of all places, we moved to Buffalo, and they're like, oh, you're from Cleveland. There's so much going on. I'm like, man, you know, and being in the falls, it was, I mean, I spent a number of days on Pine Avenue. I've eaten, I don't know how many meals at Michael's and
the Como
and La Hacienda Pizza. I mean, and Luzi's, I used to do subs on, or, you know, sodas on Hyde Park there. But I love Niagara Falls. And I am hopeful, as you are, that the days of the punchline are over, that something Christ-centered can be very real and put on display so that the glory of God can be demonstrated to people.
And who better than a former bricklayer to help
revitalize the city? That's exactly exactly what I love about ministry.
It's
in
a joke,
context.
But it's true. Like,
yes,
it's so true.
Smith Wigglesworth was a plumber.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It's so cool. I just love how God works in people's lives. That's one of my favorite things, Ryan, about this show is that because we're doing a show, we get a chance to dig into people that we work alongside with in ministry all over Western New York every day, but we really don't dig into each other's lives because we're so busy doing things, and it's just so neat. It forces us to sit down and get to know you better, Jordy, and just know how God is working. So tell us a little bit more about the mission and the project that's going on and just what that's going to do for you, and then the types of people you're reaching, and maybe we can, next segment, get into some true stories and real stories. They're all true, but real stories, like just depth of people's lives being changed.
Yeah, and that's to see people's lives changed, then the chains broken off their lives it's just amazing, because that's the fingerprint of God. Only God can do that. But the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, it's open every day to people suffering from homelessness, addiction, and other difficulties. We are always offering a message of hope and reminding people, first and foremost, that Jesus loves them and has not forgotten them. We serve dinner 7 days a week, no breaks, to men, women, and children in the city of Niagara Falls. Anyone can come in. I would encourage you to stop by and see what's happening during the dinner hour. There's gospel ministry goes on twice a day. There's a gospel service at 7:30 a.m. where gospel devotions are done.
Awesome.
And then again at 5:30 in the evening, there's dinner served to men, women, and children that are present, and then a gospel service at 6 o'clock, and it's all different churches participating in doing those gospel services, different pastors providing those services. But we're about to enter into a construction program that will give us a brand new cafeteria on the main floor. On the second floor, we're getting a discipleship center. And what happens as guys come into our homeless shelter that's open 7 days a week to those that are homeless, they have an opportunity both to receive Christ and respond in faith to the Lord's message that there's forgiveness and hope in knowing him personally. And then they have the opportunity to enroll in a discipleship program that will help them get back on track. In the first 90 days of that program, we call it Rebuild, because some people that come into our mission, they just need to get back on track. Some things have gotten off, you know, off out of whack and all those things, and they just need to regroup. So we have a 90-day program called Rebuild that helps guys get back to work. Perhaps they need to, you know, apply for aid that might be available to them if they're veterans or if they're disabled.
That's a huge thing.
Or if they're suffering some mental illness that, you know, is really they're up against it, and some mental illness, you know, they can just regroup and, you know, get connected to some of the agencies that can help. with those kinds of things and those kinds of difficulties. But the mission is an emergency shelter. You know, during the winter months, we've just come off a real busy season of really cold nights where we go code blue, and that means mm-hmm. no one's turned away. We just put mattresses on the floor if we have to, so no one's out in the cold. But first and foremost, Jesus comes out everywhere at the mission. You can't interact inside the mission for longer than 20 minutes without the Lord coming out in some capacity through the staff or ministry that's offered to those that come in. You know, Jesus is the answer to what people are struggling with out there in this world. Mm. And he really brings relief when they, you know, when they're stirred in their heart that, you know what, I need the Lord to forgive me and I need the Lord to come into my heart, because what I've done with my life is, you know, really caused the train wreck.
You know, Pastor Jordy, that's such a great point, because so often in our, what we call our post-Christian world, and we just see it in these kind of ministries, there's sometimes is a leak of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we create this kind of false dichotomy where we can't do both. We can't meet people's needs and tell them about Christ at the same time. And I just appreciate ministries like yours, who uses a, I guess what we call a holistic thing, where your spiritual right. and your physical needs are being met, and the right. two work together. And the really cool thing is that you're focused on discipleship. So tell us a little bit about your discipleship ministry.
Yeah, 1 year ago, we brought Kevin Graham as the director of discipleship. He was a brother in the Lord who had been radically, you know, saved and delivered from alcoholism and drug addiction. And so he heads up our program. He's very familiar with, you know, that type of struggle in people's lives. And so as men come into the homeless shelter, we interact with them, of course, and we talk to them directly. Hey, what's going on? Where are you at? You know, mm-hmm. What kinds of things are you struggling with? You know, we ask, you know, very direct questions, you know, in a very non-threatening way, so they know we're trying to help. And they have an opportunity to come into our discipleship program, and that consists of classes during the day, different, you know, Bible classes to help them grow spiritually after they've come to faith in Christ. It also involves life skills, you know, training. How do I do a budget? How do I open a bank account? A lot of people don't realize, but almost 40% of the men that come into our homeless shelter are under the age of 30. So you're talking about men that need to go to college wow. and need to go to
40%?
Wow. Almost 40%.
That's a huge
okay,
number.
Really young guys. So, and a lot of them, I think a lot of what they need is the Lord, of course, but they need parents.
Yeah.
Okay. So we just try to help with those loving relationships and mentor relationships, like you were talking about, Brett. Yeah. And it's really working. You know, it's really working in the lives of guys. You know, we'll tell you about some of the guys a little bit later in the program. But the discipleship program helps them understand that, you know, some things got to come into order. I've got to make my appointments that I need to get to. I need to get to classes. I need to get into church, a local church. The mission provides transportation from the mission on Sundays to three different local churches.
Which are those three churches?
You can get the first church. The first bus leaves at 8:30 for Lewiston Assembly. The second bus leaves at about 9:40 for Frontier Bible Church. And mm-hmm. at 12:20, the third bus leaves for Destination Life right
that's
there
right.
in the inner city of Niagara
Mark
Falls.
Perkins, right?
Mark Perkins yeah. Church. Yeah. And so all they have to do is just get to the mission, and you can get on
that's
the bus
crazy,
and go to church.
That
you
is
know?
So great. And how great it is for those churches to be exposed to yeah. that and to be serving in that way too.
And for me, that's a really important thing, because that's where I really got healing, was coming into church. Grow, and that helped me to grow in my relationship with Christ, and I was able to put more than 2 days together, you know, sober yeah. and recovered and all those things, you know.
It has to be, as someone who has been delivered from that radically, you must not be able to put a value on when you see the same power of the gospel transform someone else years after the fact that he did that for you.
Yeah, it's, you know, Jesus is the answer. There's no doubt about it. You know, they're still struggling with methods and modes to free people from addiction. But if you can minister to anyone and they can come to the knowledge that, you know what, I need God. I need God in my life. that causes some genuine repentance towards the Lord, and faith grows out of that repentance, and they are off to a journey of knowing Christ personally. And then power from heaven comes to help them be free in their lives. And, you know, that's what really works in people's lives.
That's awesome. That's great.
You're listening to Christ Together Radio. We're so glad you chose to listen to us today. And we're here in studio, Ryan Cozy and myself, Brett Larson, here in studio with Pastor Jordy Davey of the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, just ministering to people right in the heart of Niagara Falls. And it's been great to get to know him a little bit better. When we come back, I want you to stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to ask Pastor Jordy to share from his heart some stories that he has, some I don't know if we'll give names or whatever he has on the plate for us. We'll listen. But this is the part that the earlier parts of the show lead up to, that just I think you're going to be blessed just by hearing real stories of what God has done. So stay with us right here on Christ Together Radio.
Remember when R2-D2 had a special message for Obi-Wan? Well, the gospel is kind of like that, but it's not a secret, and it's from God, and it's life-changing. And, well, okay, so it's nothing like that, but it's really awesome, and God is doing great things in Western New York. Here's Ryan Cozy and Brett Larson.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson, sitting alongside Ryan Cozy. Today, joining us on Christ Together is Pastor Jordy Davey of the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, and we're so glad to learn more about his life and about what's going on at Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. He's also going to, you can join us next week, Pastor Jordy, and we'll, he's agreed to whether he likes it or not.
He's coming.
And so he's going to be on with us next week. We're going to get deeper into just the idea of Gospel Rescue Missions and what is happening nationwide and locally, and just how God can use these ministries for the purpose of his church and his kingdom. But right now, before we went to break, we asked if he could just share with us some examples of what God is doing. I think sometimes those kind of things, they cause us to, A, celebrate, and, B, want to get involved. And so, Pastor Jordy, would you just tell us just the kinds of things that are happening at Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission?
Yeah, I think I mentioned that we serve dinner 7 days a week to men, women, and children. The mission is open as an emergency shelter for homeless men every night of the week. We also have a clothing closet that's open 2 days a week, for one day for women, and then another day it's open for men, and there's children's clothing as well. I'd just like to give a shout out. If you think you could volunteer in the clothes closet, either women or men, this is an awesome opportunity to minister to people that are in need. You're able to invite them to church and talk to them about Jesus as they come in and receive clothing that's absolutely free from the mission. There's also Christ Center recovery meetings that run on Sunday night and Tuesday night at 7, Bible study Thursday night and Friday night with some great local pastors that happen at the mission. And then don't forget, once a month, it'll be March 24th, we'll have Summit International School of Ministry in, and they'll be doing our coffee house. And that's just a kickback, have some coffee, some great worship music for the evening. There's gaps in there so you can get to know people and talk with your friends there at the coffee house. That'll be March 24th, and all pastors are invited to a pastor's appreciation breakfast, March 24th. We just want to be nice to you guys for a minute. We know that you're called of God, and that you know, your life is challenging answering that call. We want to have breakfast with you and just let you know what's happening at the mission and in the city of Niagara Falls. Please come out. You can contact us on the website. Let us know you're coming to the breakfast. We want to just really gather together pastors of Western New York, tell them we appreciate them and love them, because we absolutely do. We work with local pastors all the time in the city of Niagara Falls, guys that really care about what's happening in their community, and women that really care about what's happening in their community. But Maybe we should tell you about some of the people whose lives have just been radically changed by the gospel of Jesus Christ at the mission.
I just want to jump in real quick. Is that from your Long Island accent, I love the way you
say it. Is it still there?
I love coffee.
Coffee. Kick back. Like, have some coffee.
Yeah, it's just
talk amongst yourselves.
All right, you guys. All right.
I'm all verklempt.
Anyway, it makes me want coffee right now. So
I moved off of Long Island when I was 8 years old. Yeah, it's still hanging in there.
It's still there.
Still there.
All right, tell us about some great stories.
Yeah, that's just the best part of the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission is the opportunity for the gospel to be received and then life-changing power from heaven coming into the lives of people that receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, two of the guys that graduated our program last year, our discipleship program, their names are Pete and Tom. Both of those men graduated our program and then went to work full-time staff for the mission. Peter has just got amazing management skills, and he's heading up our whole food service department, doing an amazing job, growing in the Lord. And then Tom graduated as well with Peter, and he's just heading up the complete maintenance that needs to happen in a 60,000 square foot building. Wow. Utilizing some of his life experience that has the Lord has, you know, tapped their shoulders to serve him. And both these men are just serving selflessly because they want to give back. And the mission's just an awesome opportunity for people to just give back into the community that, you know, and bring healing and hope into the community. But those two guys are just incredible examples of what can happen in guys' lives when, you know, they choose Christ. We had a man come in about a year ago, and he's at the mission. He's at the mission right now. His name is Perry Calhoun, and I'm sure he won't mind me just telling a little bit of his testimony. But he's a guy that was in penitentiary for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Lord just, he had an opportunity to respond to the gospel. He did. And the Lord just began to heal his life. And he showed up at the mission from D.C. about a year ago. And I said, Perry, just run with us. Just run with us for a while. And, you know, because he was a little flustered. And he was like, I can do that. I can do that. And he's just a great, great man of God that's, you know, having faith in the Lord and growing in the Lord. And he just, he volunteers at the mission. He works the morning crew at the mission because he wants to give back. He wants to serve the Lord. And that's just a part of the amazing thing that happens at the mission, where it's a platform for people's lives to be changed by Jesus Christ, and then an opportunity for people to serve the Lord according to the giftings that they have. And hey, that's what's in the word, right? Is that the Lord can heal us, save us, and deliver us. And then he gives all of us unique giftings in which to serve him so that our life becomes about others.
Right. So, you know, I mean, you're a pastor, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm a pastor, and you are as much of a pastor as I know that's not officially a pastor.
A pastor of the radio,
yes.
The airwaves.
Yeah. But, you know, the reality is ministry can be hard. I mean, it can be, there are times where you're just saying, Lord, I don't sense that there's any fruit in what's going on. I trust you that there is, but I just get the sense that there isn't. How has being a more connected part of NGRM, the Niagara Gospel Rescue Ministry, or mission, how has that helped you just to see? What does that do for you when you see that tangible life transformation? Speak to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, it just really builds your faith personally, because you are watching people who are really hurting from life's journey meet Jesus, and then supernaturally they are being healed and delivered. But then as a pastor, you're watching them be baptized. Mm. Then you're watching them get anchored in local churches. Mm. Then you're watching them 4 or 5 years later, you know, my man Craig is in the sound booth every Sunday. That's his thing. You know, he's the sound booth man. That's his thing that he does for God, as God has loved him and healed his life. And I just feel like, you know, that's where we're home. We come home to the family of God.
Right.
And then there's peace in the mind and in the heart that's tangible, that the people that are experiencing it know that it's the Lord. They know they're part of a family now that's real and tangible, and they are experiencing love in an amazing way. So as far as building faith, it is just a faith builder to know that, you know what? The gospel is what's needed, and as it goes out, that's what turns the tide.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that we love to see happen through this show is to make sure that there's every opportunity that if the Spirit is moving in someone's heart, they're receptive to this idea of what you're sharing, and they're going, what do I do? How can I get involved in this? Jordy, what would you say to somebody who's listening to the radio today and going, I live in Niagara County, or I have a heart for Niagara Falls. I'm in with this idea. How do I get involved? What does that look like? What can people do with their time and their talent, their treasure, and their prayer? I think it would be a great way to round off this first show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's start in the back of that statement that you just made, Ryan, because everything that's happening in the mission right now is riding on prayer. Believers from all over Western New York are in prayer and have opportunities to pray for gospel ministry and have opportunities to pray for the mission. Please add us to your prayer list. That's what's making it happen. The staff of the mission gathers weekly to pray that God would help us, that God would provide for what we need. And the Lord, it just comes through in an overwhelming way over and over and over again. But the best way to connect to the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission is to hit the website or the Facebook page. Okay, right on the website, there's an opportunity for you to click on the volunteer tab, and which automatically sends in a request that you want to volunteer and what kinds of things you'd like to volunteer in doing. I'd really encourage you to do this. I started volunteering there 5 years ago. I was immediately just totally sucked into that compassion and mercy ministry there in the city of Niagara Falls.
And for those of you that are listening, that URL is www.niagaramissions, all one word, .org. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, just go to that website, and that'll give you an opportunity to connect to volunteering. You can message us, ask us questions. You can, of course, donate. And there's more opportunity than to just donate money to the mission. You can give clothing to the mission, men's clothing, women's clothing, children's clothing desperately needed to distribute in the city of Niagara Falls. Also, you can donate food. You can, because we feed dinner 7 days a week to any men, women, and children that would come in to have dinner.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Any other ways that you think of when people hear, man, is there any other way that you can think of that people can get involved? Those are great ways that you just mentioned, but anything else that you could think of?
Yeah, come as a church. Come as a church and do one of our 3M ministries, meal, music, and ministry. That'll give you opportunity to bring your music people, do some worship, preach the word of God, preach the love of God to those that are in the mission, and then actually serve those who are really in need of food. And that's a way for you to connect in a very, very Jesus way to the community. And I'd encourage you, bring your children, your teenagers. That's just encouragement beyond words.
Yeah. No, that's really good. Thank you, Jordy. That's super helpful. One of the things I want to do real quick is pull in the Word of God. Yep. Matthew 25:40, it's in your some of your literature, and it says here, and the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brothers, you did it to me. And gang, if you are on the sidelines and you are ever wondering how you can know if you're doing the work of the Lord, you hang out and you give time and talent and treasure and prayer to the poor and the marginalized. They are going to be with us, but that is where you can easily know that your time, your talent, your treasure, and your prayer are going to kingdom-minded advancement. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just pray for the heart of Christ after people in general, and because they all matter. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. That was Pastor Jordy Davey. He's the executive director of the Niagara Gospel Mission. Alongside today is Ryan Cozy, pastor of missional living at the chapel at Cross Point, and just little old me, Brett Larson, just here to facilitate some discussion. And just I love bringing stories to you of what God is doing in Western New York, and he is on the move. And no, the church in Western New York is not dead. In fact, it's very much alive, and God is until God says so, it will be alive in one way, shape, or form. So Pastor Jordy's going to join us next week yet again, and we're going to get even a little deeper and a little maybe just take a different take on some things about the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission. Just a reminder, it's niagaramissions.org. We'll get you to the Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission website, or just Google Niagara Gospel Rescue Mission, and you'll find out more about them and get a chance to volunteer. As Pastor Jordy said, I tell you, there's no better way to grow in Christ, I really believe this, than to volunteer with alongside other believers, because you sharpen yourselves, you get in God's Word together. If you have a life group, man, you will get close. I mean, some of my closest relationships are when I've done missions with people. And so just take some time and do that. You're listening to Christ Together Radio right here on WDCX. Join us again next week, Saturdays at 9 a.m., Sundays at noon, only on WDCX.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.